It's very easy in the media to build up games. This doesn't need any building up, does it? It's a local derby, but that doesn't really matter too much either. This is a game that both of you really need to win, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a pivotal game in both club season. You know, it's a game that's going to have a big, big say in whether we stay in this division. You know, it'll be a packed house. It'll be a really good pitch. It'll be a great atmosphere. And it'll be, I hope, a wonderful game of football that we can come out on top in. We go into the game in a lot of confidence because we're playing really well. But we have to win the game. There's no getting away from that. There's no hiding place from that. I'm not going to try and avoid saying that. It's a game that we have to win, and we have to handle the pressures that go with the game.
Would you echo the chairman's sentiments when he says we've drawn games this season that on another day would have won handsomely? We've lost games, like at Millwall in midweek, that a draw would have been at least what Fleetwood Town deserved. Do you look at it like that, Stephen, or do you just have to forget it and say it's gone now? We've got to deal with what's next.
No, I look at it in that respect. You know, as a manager, we always look at the performance. Ultimately, it's about the result. But as a manager, you always look at the performance, and he's bang on with that. You know that I can't think of a game that, you know, bar the Burton game, that I don't think we've deserved something from the game. You know, last night was a game where we absolutely dominated away from home against a top six team. We had wonderful chances, control of the game, and probably with their only chance to score. But I think that game last night kind of encapsulates our season. And the game is decided in both boxes, you know, and that's why the top strikers are so valuable, because they make the difference when your team's on top. And, you know, it's something that we must improve on, is that we must become more clinical in the opposing box. And if we do that, we become a good team.
When you first arrived, would you have taken this? Three games to go. It's in your own hands.
No. No, I wouldn't have. You know, we're obviously in the relegation zone when I arrived. I would have taken many of our performances, but I would have wanted some better results from those performances. That's what I would have taken, because I believe that we're a team that certainly on its day are one of the best teams in the league. You know, I don't think any manager would want to go into the last three games of the season at this end of the table. There's no doubt about it. You know, I've heard the Leicester players all talking about pressure and saying, this isn't pressure sitting at the top of the table, this is enjoyable pressure. You know, the pressure that we experience is a different type of pressure. It's something that tests your character. It's something that shapes you as an individual. And it's something that you should never fear, you should enjoy. But it's a pressure, and we have to prove we can handle that pressure this weekend.
Do you firmly believe, if you survive this season, that there's a lot better things to come for this club?
I do, actually, because I've said on record numerous times that we've got the nucleus of a really good squad. I just mean in terms of the attitude of the players, the professionalism of the players, the willingness of the players, and we've got a wonderful facility to develop those players further. Experiences like this, I also think, helps clubs. You know, you look at Leicester last year, they were in a similar predicament. And I think that the encouraging thing for me is that when I came in here, I wasn't fully sure of what to expect. But the great thing is, it certainly doesn't need a hand grenade, far from it. It needs, a degree of continuity and a few additions.
You're playing in your neighbours. They've had a torrid time in recent times. Have you thought about that at all? Do you have an opinion on what's gone right and what's gone wrong with Blackpool?
I've never really concerned myself with Blackpool. That's the truth. I've only concerned myself with this football club. They've got a very experienced man in charge there who knows the game very well. I've watched quite a lot of their footage. They're a very well organised team, but a team that we certainly will not fear, that's for sure. And I think that, you know, throughout football, I think that when there isn't, I suppose, the energy between the supporters and those at the top, you know, it's a regular occurrence that the club does tend to spiral downwards. I think that that's normal. I think that, You know, it's a really important aspect within a football club, the relationship between supporters and the board members. And unfortunately for Blackpool, that isn't strong at this moment in time. That'll go out the window this weekend. That's one thing for sure. The players that cross that white line on Saturday will have no other thoughts than winning this game. So, you know, it's going to prove to be a great game of football.
Do you have a degree of sympathy for Neil McDonald or a degree of sympathy for the fans in regards, you say, when things aren't going well between supporters and clubs, that things can spiral? Do you have a degree of sympathy for the fans and the manager?
I have a degree of sympathy, of course. You know, I was at a club not long ago that had a similar type of situation. And, you know, I'm a football man and I respect other football people, and football is such a difficult game. You know, I can't tell you how difficult a game it is, the amount of challenges that a manager has and the amount of, you know, situations he has to face with, and generally he doesn't need other distractions. And I think that Neil's managed the situation very, very well. And I think he deserves great credit for that, for bringing a degree of, I suppose, equilibrium to the club.
Do you feel you owe them one after Bloomfield Road?
I think we'll not be going in with that mentality. We'll be going in the mentality that we have to win the game. I don't think it's a case of 0-1. I think it's a case of that, for our own selves, that we have to win the game.